We sing that like we mean that. And I do believe we mean that. We're delighted that God has watched over us and blessed us with the glorious privilege to be yet alive on planet Earth, that we might worship Him, be an example for others, and prayerfully encourage others to be faithful, loyal, and committed unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those of you who are visiting with us and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we would like to encourage you to please study the Bible. Study your Bible, particularly the New Testament, for yourself, so that you will know whether or not you are in the church that the apostles preached and was established by glory. Jesus trained 12 apostles while he was here on planet Earth. And when he got ready to leave, let's go over there and read that in Acts chapter 1. Read a little bit of that in Acts chapter 1. That's in the New Testament. And I'm getting there, slowly but surely. Acts chapter 1. So many people, thousands upon thousands, in different churches, working diligently, believing that they are working for the Lord, and they're on their way to heaven. Jesus, in Acts chapter 1, he appears on planet Earth. I think you know this already, but just as a reminder, he's leaving. He's leaving planet Earth. And he meets with his apostles for the very last time on, with him being on planet Earth. Let's read a few verses in Acts chapter 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up after that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. He had given commandments to his apostles whom he had chosen, and he was meeting with them on this occasion for the last time on planet Earth, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by death, burial, and resurrection, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from the city of Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. Don't go anywhere preaching until you receive the promise that I told you about that God was going to send you. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days from today or not many days from now or from hence. When they therefore were come together, the apostles, they asked of Jesus, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father God hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Let's read that again. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, who's doing the talking? Jesus. last time on planet Earth, to whom is he talking? He's talking to his apostles that he has trained, taught, and is getting ready to leave them. But he always tells them to wait until they are baptized with the Holy Spirit before they go preaching. That's critical. I don't want you preaching anything that I have not told you. Whatever you preach, I want you to know that it's what I have said. It is what I command. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, please read your Bible. Verse 9 again. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they kept looking, looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel or in clothing, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why are you standing here, gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall also come back in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." So we learned something there, didn't we? Jesus was taken up to heaven, and there's coming a day when he will come back from heaven. Then returned the apostles to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. So they had a pretty good walk on themselves. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and all the apostles, and they chose someone to take Judas's place. Make your calling and election sure. When you leave this world, there are only two destinations that we read about. Did you know that? They don't have four or five destinations. We read about two. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, everyone in the Bible, in the Church of Christ, not in the Church of Christ, please read your Bible. Study your Bible. If you can read it, obey it. If you can't read it, don't obey it. Don't accept it. You are risking your eternity. Now, we live in a time when there is still death. People still die. Every day, every night, people die. But there is coming a time when God's going to raise everybody that's dead. And that's going to be in the judgment. That's in your Bible, in my Bible. Revelation, I would read this about chapter 28. Is that it? Resurrection day. We're going to be judged based upon how we have lived our life on planet Earth. And God, not the apostles, God is going to do the judging. Well, he's going to let us know what he judged. And we're going to be rewarded based upon how we've lived on our life. He doesn't have to ask. He won't have to ask any question. Well, now, Susie K., how did you live your life on earth? No. He already has a book on Susie K. And we're going to be judged by that book. We are told to make our calling and election sure. Know what you're doing. Know how you're living your life. And know whether or not it coincides with what thus saith the Word of God. He said, she said, they said. The Word of God. Make sure of that. Once you know what it says, be faithful, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Don't quit. until you finish. As you look at your life now, as you look at your life and the life of the church where you worship and fellowship, do you see yourself and do you see your fellow brothers and sisters wandering in the wilderness or conquering? Or conquering, did you get that? In Promised Land. In the wilderness, the Jews were a complaining people. But in Canaan, it was a different story. They were a conquering people. Complaining, conquering. Both words start with a C. But the ending is what matters. They were a conquering people in the wilderness. Israel. Unfortunately, there was a time when they kept looking back, yearning for what used to be. And what used to be for them was, it was serving as slaves. But in the Promised Land, they look forward to conquering the enemy and the land, building there for themselves and their future. This morning, as you look at the spiritual map of your Christian life, where are you living? Mentally, where are you living? Are you living in the wilderness? Are looking forward to conquering Canaan. Wilderness wanderers or again Canaan conquerors. In this audience of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let each of us take the time to do some soul searching. Because when the day comes when we stand before God, as we read about in Revelation chapter 20, there will be nothing that we can change because it's judgment day. No matter how many tears we may shed, how scared we might be, God is going to go by the record that he has kept on our earthly sojourn. We're only going to live on planet Earth for so long. Why not take the time to study the Word of God for yourself to see what he would have, how he would have you to live your life, and how you are to honor him as you worship him on this planet. God's desire is that we should know his will, know how he wants us to worship him. That's why we have a Bible. He's a loving God. He's a loving God. He wants us saved. Isn't that obvious to us? That God wants us saved? We need to look at only one thing that God did after creation. He gave his son to bring us back into a relationship with him. Nothing and no one can compare the gift that God gave for us to motivate us or encourage us to follow them if they are diverted, if they have diverted from God's way. Moses, my servant, is dead. For those of you taking notes, Joshua chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. God says here, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. Well, now wait a minute. What has transpired? God has rescued them from Egypt. He has brought them to, on their journey from Egypt, on the circuitous route, and they have come to a body of river. You know the story. A river of water. And we're not talking about 100 people. We're talking about thousands of people that left. And God is leading them now. Thousands of people. God is leading them now through Moses. They come to the Jordan River. And you have all these people. You know what God did? He didn't even ask can y'all swim? He didn't even ask the question. He just opened up the sea, walled it off. And not only that, he didn't want their feet to get wet. So he dried the bottom of the river. Isn't that amazing? He had already shown those miracles in there. And their land of slavery. That's the phrase I was looking for. But now, he is showing his mighty. There was a war. The king down there tried to keep them. But now he brought them here. Walled off a portion of the river. Dried up the bottom of the sea. Isn't that something? They could walk through the river in their shoes and the feet would never get wet. What a God we serve. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, I'm tempted to tell you why it's just now happening. Because you remember God brought him to this particular point before 40 years ago? They wasted 40 years. And all at that time, all the young men that was 25, that was of age, 20 and over? They died during that 40 years. And that was God's intent, to punish them. Don't doubt. Church, we have enough examples in God's book, the Bible, not to trust God, not to obey God, because the consequences can be forever. From the human perspective, forever negative. Away from God. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan. This is a privilege that God gave them 40 years ago. To go over to the land of promise. That's why he brought them out from slavery. To take them to the land of promise that he had waiting for them then. But because of their doubt. Because of their disbelief. Church! Let's not doubt God.
Amen.
Now it's time to move. Now it's time to go across Jordan. I'm going somewhere with this. Every place, God says, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread or shall walk upon, that have I given unto you. That have I given unto you. Isn't that something? According to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it. Don't turn around now. Don't get scared. Don't go left or right. Go across the river. That you may prosper. Whithersoever you go in the new land. Continue. That's what it is. He's actually saying in our English word today, the operative word that God is sharing with us, you got started. Don't stop. The operative word is continue. Continue. And look what he's asking, demanding, of course, what God is willing to give us for doing what we should do. He's willing to give us for doing what is beneficial to us and for us, an eternity with him. An eternity with him. And he blesses us day by day. Trust God. Trust God. The book of Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to most of what I say. But the Bible doesn't say that. Thou must do according to all that is written. All that I command. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous. Did you hear that? Be obedient and you shall make your way prosperous. What an offer. What an offer. I mean, we work 40 hours a week and some more that we might get a little bit of dollars. God is offering you a lifetime of blessings. It is our God that we're talking about this morning, church. Only be thou strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid of nothing. Just do what I tell you to do. Our God is with us. Where he has brought us this far. Where you going, preacher? Our God has brought us this far.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting it?
Yes, sir.
He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't bring us to the banks of the Red Sea not to take us across. I knew that the way you were going to come to that water. I already had the method to keep you going. Don't fail me now. Don't quit now. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. We've come past this mountain long enough. God makes provisions. And we serve a God, thank God. Thank him. We serve a God who cannot lie. Just believe. That's why most of us are here today. Because we believe that there is a God. We believe that he is our Savior. We believe that he has adopted us as his children. What is it worth to you? What is it worth to you for God to do all of that and then and says to us afterwards, after your sojourn here, come on up a little higher. Live with me forever in the bliss of glory land. God had watched over them. He's a God that, as we said heretofore, that cannot lie. Providing them with everything they needed. They had everywhere clothing. They had everywhere shoes. And he fed them fresh every day. God took care of them. Why is that in the Bible? So that we will know what kind of God we are serving. Hold We sing the song. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Church, what I really want us to understand this morning is God didn't bring us this far to leave us, and He didn't bring us this far to stop.
Amen.
The time has come and passed for us to move on. Folk are living, but folk are dying every day. Let us live a life that is glorious to God. And we believe that He is blessing us to be able to know enough to share with others as to why we are who we are. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us go forth. You've got friends. You've got kinfolk that are lost. What doth hinder thee? What doth hinder thee to share with them that, number one, you're going to live forever, and number two, you can live forever with God? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. This is the promise that God is giving them. God says, just like I worked with Moses, I'm going to still work with y'all. I'm not quitting. I'm not stopping. God is not quitting. You know where I'm going now, don't you? God is not quitting. Therefore, He means for us not to quit. Fill my house. Trust me. I haven't lost any of my strength. I haven't lost any of my wisdom. I can share some with you. And that's good to know. Be strong and of good courage. And observe to do my will, all according to my law. God has promised us in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, I will be with you always. I will be with you always, even to what? End of the world. God is a God that is able to do what He said He's going to do. And if He chooses, He can do it all over again. Amen. Our Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for He hath said, I will never. Did you get it? I will never leave you, and neither will I ever forsake you. I won't let you down. God has made us that promise, church.
Yes, sir.
God says, I won't let you down.
Yes, sir.
I won't leave you. That says, keep on going. Keep going. Don't stop till I call you off the sea. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. We must trust our God. We must be strong. We must be, praise God, in attitude. We must have an attitude of good conscience, of good courage, of good courage. Don't stop doubting God. Observe to do according to all that He commands us to do. That's crucial. That's critical. Why not just remind how He has been with us this far? He has been with us this far. This is a long way from Chimborazo Boulevard. Some of you may not know about Chimborazo Boulevard, but we have a whole sack full of people in here that knows about Chimborazo Boulevard and how the windows was out and the coal was out. And one of the time the furnace is running, but the lady still had to bang blankets because it was still cold, like the furnace wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. Oh, you are here. We are here this day because God has been with us. Is that? And he has indicated, and he still indicates that he's with us, because we're still yet alive and we're still working in his kingdom. The promise God made to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 5 is for us also. There shall not be any man, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. Then he says to them, if you don't remember, let me remind you, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Hello? As I was with Moses, I will be with you. Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Isn't that good news? I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. In your Bible, in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, let not your conversation be without covetousness. Without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, so that we might say boldly, the Lord. Hello? Yes, sir. Wake up your neighbor. I want to tell you what the Lord says. The Lord says. The Lord says. I will not fear you. I will not leave you. And neither will I forsake you. Isn't that good news? So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear any man as to what he shall do or she shall do. Church. I've got two more pages, but that's it. I think I've said enough for you to get the message. God is with us. If you only remember this, God is with us. Let's keep going. There are more souls that he wants saved that lives in this metropolitan area. He didn't give us this part, and he didn't give us that part over yonder that's bigger than this part just to have something to do. Are we ready? Just trust God. Just trust God. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have been blessed with by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Verse 6. So that we may boldly say, I want you to get this. We may boldly say, the Lord is my help. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. That's our resolve. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is our helper. We're his sons and daughters. And he will never leave us. We must trust him. We must be strong. We must be of good courage. We must observe to do according to all of his commandments. It's important. It's critical that we remember how he has been with us already, personally as well as collectively. You're here this day. I'm here this day. Why? Because God has been with us. Your presence indicates
God's presence with us.
This is a sidebar. And when I said that, the Lord is with us because we're here this day. And I looked in that direction and I saw a member of the body that has been out for a few weeks when she was working in the building. She had an accident and the Lord done brought her back in here today. Woo! I hope it's all right to say, ain't God something? Pardon my word, ain't, but ain't he something? And we are his children. What do we need to fear? He has shown us this, brought us here. He brought us over yonder, brand new. He brought us over here, finished that. Come here, brand new, working on this, and working also to fill his house. Because God sent his Son into the world, his only begotten Son, into the world for us and for him. What do you mean, and for him? He wanted us. God wants us. Why let us not argue with God by living a life that's not pleasing and acceptable unto him. He woke us up this morning. And then look at your age, look like he's been waking you up a lot of mornings. Peace. See, I don't have a mirror. Church, God wants his children manifesting his love for them in this life as well as in the other. This is where we are in this life. He wants us to continue to be workers, living lives that glorify him and endeavoring to share with others who we are, and how we got to be whose we are. Where are you this morning? Where are you based upon the Word of God? When you read your Bible, you'll read about one church. The apostles, Jesus left them. He trained all of those apostles to do his will. And when he got ready to leave, he said, now don't go preaching anywhere until you're baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I want all of you, apostles, when you go in the Spirit of God, with the Spirit of God, and I want you to preach the same thing. I don't want you to start a church here and a church there, here, church there, church everywhere, church, different kinds. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And thank God Almighty, he blessed us to hear his word, believe it, receive it, and to obey it. We heard it, we believed it, and as a result of it, we repented of our sins. As a result of it, we acknowledged Jesus Christ as God's Son. And as a result of it, we were buried in water baptism for the remission of every sin that we were and ever committed. Amen. And God added us to his family,
yes, sir.
The Church of Christ. We read about Jesus sending out preachers. Preachers preached the gospel. There were people who obeyed the gospel. And all of them were baptized into the Church of Christ. We don't read about anybody that where the preachers, the apostles preached, and they were baptized and added to a different church other than the Church of Christ. Amen. They all preached the same thing.
That's why Jesus insisted, don't you go anywhere until my Father sends his Holy Spirit and he baptizes you with the Holy Spirit, because you are to teach the same thing everywhere you go. And when it's heard, believed, and obeyed, it will establish the same church. God's family. My Father's family. Don't you want to be a part of the family? You've heard the Word of God. Do you believe it with all of your heart? Are you willing to repent of your sins? I'm sorry for the things that I've done that God is not pleased with. That's what repentance is. Are you willing to acknowledge His Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior? Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Are you willing to be buried in water baptism for the remission of every sin you've ever committed? And God, when you do that, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, when you do that, God adds you. You see, you can't join the Church of Christ. You have to be added to the Church of Christ. He adds you, and only God does that, to the Church of Christ. And when you come into the Church of Christ, live right, God calls you off the scene. In the day of judgment, you're going to stand before God. And you've lived your right, your life on, according to His will. You're going to hear Him say, come, you bless. Come, you bless. We're going to live together, never to depart ever again. That's the privilege that He is offering us. No thing and nobody offers that offer. Hey, gives that offer. Only God has an offer like that. Come on home. If you're here in the body and you walk contrary to the will of God, ask the church to pray for your forgiveness. Get right with God and keep marching doggedly on as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.